Dr. Razek and Dr. Aslani are here from the Gulf International Cancer Centre, here to take your questions on 4001. If you've got any concerns regarding cancer, maybe you have cancer and you would like a second opinion, or maybe you're recovering from cancer and would like to share your story just to help raise awareness. You know, detecting early is so much the key with regards to curing your cancer. You can tweet at Suzanne Radford. And a text came in here from Adam saying, how effective is DCA on treating cancer cells? Now, DCA is a form of acid, here, dichloroacetic acid. Are you familiar with this? And is it helpful? Can it be part of a treatment of cancer?
There is many theories and experiments. We do think different non-standard agents against cancer. Some talk about alkalinity of cancer cells. Some talk about hyperoxygenation of cancer cells using DCA sometimes. But it's not proven that it does affect or produce cure for cancer.
So just to explain again what cancer is, because we use the term so freely, but do we really understand what cancer is and the degrees of cancer?
Cancer is unregulated growth of the cells. Normal cells are multiplying every day. We get injured every day by mutagens and by agents. And then the normal tissues are able to reproduce in the same pattern they are. If they are reproducing in a different pattern that's uncontrollable with increasing growth, that's cancer.
You can carry a cancer in your body for many, many years and not, and you know, you would never know it, but you wouldn't necessarily have to be concerned about it either.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What? How does that work? How is it that we all carry cancer, possibly? Is that the case? Do we all carry it?
If cancer is present in small amount of cells, we can carry it and don't know about it. In fact, 40% of men above the age of 80 have prostate cancer. It is in the prostate gland. They detect it at autopsy, but they don't know about it, and they die from other causes, heart disease, other causes for it. So it doesn't alert us. Only when cancer becomes symptomatic in some cases or at a different size that cause symptoms for us or intriguing, that we detect it and we have to treat it. But it doesn't mean that if we treat cancer at a later stage, it's okay. No, we like to treat it as an early stage. But cancer can be in our body and we don't know about it.
Coming back to the warning signals, let's look at skin cancer, which of course is very close to us here in the UAE, in the climate that we live in. Is skin cancer something you see a lot of at the clinic?
Absolutely. Here, fortunately, because there is a coverage in like in terms of the national clothing, is you cover the skin, is not as much seen as it should be, because it's a sunny country. But absolutely, we see a lot of skin cancer, and it could show as an ulcer that has recently appeared in part of the body, as a mole that has recently again appeared, or a change in the previous mole in terms of the discoloration, bleeding, ulceration. So any changes in the moles that already exist, or any appearance of a new moles or any new ulcers on the skin that persist again, should be concerning.
But, you know, what does it look like? I mean, when I've looked at melanoma and I've looked at skin cancer, and you see these different moles and lumps and bumps, you know, it's kind of hard to know if you should be concerned, because you do get bumps, you do get sort of marks on the skin. I mean, you don't want to be sort of trotting off to the doctors every time you see a mark on your skin. So how do you, I suppose, you know, you just get to know your skin, you know, regular checks, anything that changes, that's...
Anything that comes and it stays. Mm. I mean, usually if you get any scar, it should go away. Any ulcer that is benign, it should go, I mean, there should be a reason for ulcer on your skin. Maybe you remember you had a trauma. But if you don't recall a trauma, and if there's an ulcer that is just there and it's just not resolving using antibiotics or the usual remedies, this should be concerning. You should show it to a physician. Or the small moles is not of a concern, but if you suddenly notice a big change or like a discoloration appearing in your part of the skin, that should be alarming, or your previous mole start to bleed, of course it should be alarming.
Mm. Yeah. And when you say discoloration with the mole, what sort of color are you looking
exactly
at?
So if it's light brown, suddenly it becomes very dark, like black kind of a color, or if it could be a bit reddish. Any changes in the previous color?
Now, I was looking at an article here coming out of the UK with regards to cancer symptoms. This is coming out of the Health Day News just last month, and it's saying that researchers analysed data gathered from more than 41,000 patients with 24 types of cancer who were treated in 158 hospitals across England. They found that 77% of those who saw their family doctor about suspicious symptoms were referred to a hospital after only one or two consultations. However, the study found that women, young people, non-white patients and patients with less common cancers were more likely to see their family doctor three or more times before they were referred to a hospital. And the article goes on. Now, what was coming out of this to me is, and it doesn't matter that it's England or the UK, we can apply this here, is one, it can affect anybody. So don't think, oh, well, I'm young, I'm not going to get cancer. But interesting here is, whereas in the UK, you might, the common practice is you would go to your GP first, your family doctor first with any ailment, and they would then refer you on as necessary. But here we don't necessarily follow that. I mean, there are family doctors here, there are GPs here, and people do have them, but it's not so common. Quite often people will self-diagnose and make a decision which clinic they should perhaps go to be checked on that particular condition. And that's fine, but there could be a delay in getting to a diagnosis you could waste time doing that. What are your thoughts on that, and what's your advice, and really what you offer at the centre, Gulf International, with regards to a sort of one-stop shop, if you like, if you can call it that, for all your needs?
As you mentioned, it's much preferable if we have all the family doctors. So we do advise all the listeners to find themselves a GP or a family doctor, because they act as an initial filter. They see the patients, they make the proper referral. Now, if you don't have, just be alert on your symptoms and try to see a physician as soon as you think something is suspicious. In terms of our center, we have always walk-in patients. We are more than glad to see them, and we do the necessary referral.
Now, you say that, what for? Walk-in patients for what?
Well, we get all kinds of patients. The majority of our patients are referred from a GP or a specialist, and the specialist usually they are worked out with biopsy, histology, and everything for radiation treatment or medical oncology evaluation and chemotherapy, or for PET-CT scanning. This is the usual pattern. But we still get patients that are walk-in that have a lump, or they were not diagnosed of cancer, and these patients, we channel them into the right way if they need a biopsy or if they need a mammogram or they need other studies, that we refer them to the specialist to evaluate them, and then some of them might come to us again.
Right, so you could go to Gulf International on any level for anything small, the slightest concern, don't worry, you could go there and be sorted. And with regards to insurance as well, where do you stand on that?
We contracted with more than 80 insurers. We accept the majority of insurance in UAE and even international companies, so we don't have a problem with that. And we do some charity work also with discounts, because we are totally private, we can help with their finances.
Keep your questions coming in on to the doctors of Gulf International Cancer Centre. Lots are coming in. We'll address them all when we come back.